I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Churches in Ukraine are continuing to meet the needs of people living in the crossfire of the Ukrainian crisis. Slavic Gospel Association's Vice President of Ministry Operations, Eric Mock, was recently in the country. He says,
even though we don't hear much about Ukraine, the fighting is every day up and down this line. And even though they're not supposed to continue the fighting, the reality is that it does happen. And people are dying every day.
Through its Crisis Evangelism Fund, SGA supports churches in the conflict zone with the resources needed to provide aid and to share the gospel. Would you pray for these churches to persevere, that hearts would be open to the gospel, and that the fighting would end soon? Consider giving to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund. The details are at missionnews.org. And the recent birth of conjoined twin baby girls in the bush of Democratic Republic of Congo was nothing less than miraculous. Only around 5 to 25% of conjoined twins survive. The closest hospital able to separate these conjoined infants was a 3-day drive on treacherous roads. Brett Ryerson, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, says they flew the conjoined baby girls to Kinshasa for the separation surgery.
After they were separated, they were in observation and recovering here in Kinshasa. And they contacted us again and said, would you be willing to take them back to Vanga? And so we were, of course, excited to be able to be part of their return story as well. They still have more to go, but they're going to spend a little time in Vanga before they carry on.
The MAF connection is a touch point. So pray that these baby girls recover and that they will grow to know Christ. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.